Niels Mosegaard has spent thousands of dollars marketing his one-year-old Thai food business called Fusiopia to his local community on Sydney's Lower North Shore.
Last year we did a fairly large cinema campaign. We advertised at the Hayden Orpheum at Cremorne through all cinema rooms for every screening of the movie for half a year. We've also letterboxed dropped more than 10,000 menus in the surrounding suburbs.
To help with reach, Mr. Mosegaard says he partnered with an online marketing platform.
Our partnership with Menulog was originally enacted to provide an online ordering facility for those who are less inclined to call up and order over the phone. We have since then implemented our own online ordering facility. The theory with our arrangement with Menulog is that they have a large customer database and they will provide us with orders that we otherwise wouldn't receive, and in exchange for that they take their commission.
But he says he soon discovered people searching the name of his business online would often be directed to third-party aggregator sites like Menulog to order food from his store.
My main issue with Menulog is that they are paying Google for AdWords ads for searches comprised of our brand name by itself. The way it happens is that when they search for us on Google, a Menulog ad will appear at the very top search result above and beyond all our organic search results, and they may well be inclined to click that instead of clicking on our website. So essentially they'll become a customer of Menulog rather than a customer of us.
An online marketing specialist at Impressive Digital, Robert Tadros, says it is a strategy known as brand jacking.
It's where you take someone else's identity essentially online and bid on that brand. So company A, you would go and bid on that. If I was company B, I'd go and bid on company A's brand, and I would naturally take some of that traffic away from them when their consumer is searching for them online.
Menulog commercial director Rory Murphy says Menulog is explicit about using AdWords during the sign-on phase.
Most of our restaurants are really happy for us to run that type of activity, paid search. The benefits that they get are being part of a sort of a really large business. They get access to sort of scale and budget and technology that they wouldn't otherwise get access to as a small restaurant.
Mr. Murphy adds restaurants can opt out.
And as soon as someone expresses to us that they would prefer to do something like paid search on their own behalf and they'd prefer that we weren't running that activity on their behalf, we simply action that, we pass it through to our marketing team and we take those campaigns down.
Still, Niels Mosegaard has his concerns.
I say that that's good PR from them to say that. I would think that most people in the restaurant business would not be tech savvy enough to even notice that that is happening. I'm in the unique position of coming from an IT background to have noticed this.
It does not happen only in the restaurant trade, but across other industries too, meaning consumers need to be aware. Robert Tadros, the online marketing specialist, says ticket resellers often use the tactic.
And they put their fees on top, and that's how they make their revenue. So you can actually save yourself a lot of money by actually going directly to that website or to that brand that you want to buy from rather than, you know, a third party.
Google referred SBS to its trademark policy, which requires AdWord ads not to infringe on third-party trademarks. But the policy does allow reseller and informational sites to use them under certain conditions. Niels Mosegaard says he has since incorporated an online ordering tool on his website.
We just need to ask those to support local business by ordering direct, whether that be over the phone, which we can still do, or from our website. Well, the third-party aggregator is an unnecessary complication of the transaction between the customer and we, the producer. They're getting in the middle. You could eliminate them and you can still get your food. If you eliminate us, Menulog's just a website. How are you going to get food from a website?